Norm, welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
Praise God, Pastor. I am doing so well. As we move along into the coming of the Lord, His word is just coming to pass more and more and more. I see it every single day, especially in the financial markets.
That's right. Especially in the financial markets and especially in America, which really kind of leads the way in so many ways in terms of world finance. So that's exactly right. And I know that sometimes this can be a little bit gloom and doom when you think about it, but like you always say, Norm, what's the problem? It's just the end of the world.
That's right. And because the Apostle John says in 1 John 2, beginning in verse 15, do not love the world because the world is passing away.
That's right.
Only God's Torah gives us the foundation for separating the things of this world from the things of God and from the kingdom.
Yes.
And so we've got to take God's laws and apply them in this world to be able to separate so that we can come out from being of that world like He commands us in the last days to do.
And if we set our hearts on the kingdom and our values and our way of life,
then you'll be just as excited as me.
Exactly. That's right. That's true. That is not true. It's when love the world, this is so depressing because it is passing away.
If you put your trust in the world and you see the world passing away, it can be very depressing. I mean, look out. Here comes depression. Get the Prozac and let's go.
That's right. But Number one drug in America today being prescribed is, I think it still is, Prozac. So,
but if we get the mind of Messiah and we get God's Torah written on the heart, which is the new covenant model, and we walk in it, He says, I'm going to bring the blessing even in the midst of the world being cursed.
Amen. That's right. Well, Norm, you've been talking about our monetary system being a debt-based system and that the design of that system is to create debt bubbles and then collapse the debt bubbles and then confiscate the assets.
And that goes all the way back to ancient Babylon. I call it Babylon's Financial Dialectics, Chapter 9 in the book Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. And it goes all the way back to ancient Babylon. Nothing has changed. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that has been shall be, and everything that shall be has been.
That's right. And Norm, you know, I read that book years ago. I've read it several times. It was one of the fastest reads that I ever had. I mean, I could not set it down. It was remarkable. I'm reading the very things that you said were coming to pass. I'm reading, and they've already come to pass. And so it was just electrifying to see that. It's just amazing.
Well, we're getting a lot of phone calls now from people pretty much all over the world that have the book saying, you know, Pastor Norm, your book is coming to pass so fast. It's just unbelievable. And, and I had a pastor call from Singapore, and he says, I want you to know, I've been up in Malaysia, and he says, I've been preaching the message in the book. He says, it's such an easy read. You know, it's such an easy message now because it's happening.
That's exactly right. If you want that book, you can go to Norm's website, ascensionministries.net. ASCENSION. Ministries.net, and you can order that book. I encourage you to do it. I buy them by the case and give them away for the most part.
I appreciate that, Pastor, and that's a true missionary's
heart. Well, I want to sow into that because I'll tell you, this message is more relevant than ever before, and America is absolutely falling apart at the seams financially in our financial markets. But more importantly, the average American is into debt up to their eyeballs, and they just can't make it. And people, it's punishing. It's painful to lose everything, to have creditors rise up and take it, even though, in a sense, we deserve it because we got into debt in the first place.
Well, but it's not yours anyway.
That's right.
It's always been the creditors.
Yeah, and that's right. But, you know, the point is we've bought into the lie, got seduced, and we're in all this trouble. You know, one of the major causes of marital discord and even divorce is financial problems in marriages. And so we really do want to bring this message of freedom and hope, because I believe with this message, as we repent, get out of debt, and build a strong cash flow, we can be the head, not the tail, and release all that pressure from our lives and our families and our marriages, and teach our kids in the next generation how to actually thrive, not just survive, but thrive in these type of monetary systems that rise up and blow up. We can learn how to thrive in those type of scenarios.
Well, that's what Deuteronomy 28 says. God says that if you keep my commandments, I will raise you up, I will set you above the nations, and you shall lend to those nations, and you shall not borrow. But then he goes on to say that if you don't keep my commandments.
Yes, that's right.
Verse 43 says, the alien who's among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you shall go down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. And debt is one of those things that determines whether we're the head or we're the tail in the end.
That's right.
Sometimes there are seasons where you can go into debt and buy things and prices go up. And, you know, if you time it right and get out right, you can make money. But in the end, and this is why we have to be like the sons of Issachar who understood the times and had knowledge of what to do, we have to understand that that debt-based system that has been used for over 50 years now to do that process, that system is coming to an end.
Yes.
We talked about this last week, and it's in the process of being overturned and brought into a new system, and the new system that's coming is going to be the last system, that is the beast system of the book of Revelation, and that's why God is not allowing his people to transition into that this time. He's like, put a wall up. And he said, no, I don't want you to transition this time. We've transitioned in the past, but we're not transitioning this time because that next system is the beast system. God's calling us out.
That's right.
And that's what we have to learn how to do.
That's right. Norm, we're getting off track, but I can't help it. You know, I cannot help it. But you read that verse, just even that verse. The alien will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And read that verse again, please.
It says, the alien who's among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you shall go down lower and lower.
You know, in America today, that's exactly what's going on. Now, let me talk about the alien, because when this is talking about the alien here.
You're talking about E.T. or
I'm talking, no. Yeah, yeah. That's right. In the extraterrestrial dimension,
dimension.
The alien culture. Yeah, but here's the point, I think. This is talking about an alien being one who is not a citizen
of the nation.
Exactly. This is called
unbeliever.
Well, actually, it's an illegal alien. Mm-hmm. It's someone who is not a part
Israel.
Of Israel, mm-hmm. but yet has come through whatever, what we would call today, maybe is up trading and trying to earn some money or whatever. But the point is America is overrun right now in terms of illegal aliens, and they're not going away.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you vote into office, they're not going away.
It's
they're
the
rising
curse.
Up. That's right. They're
part of the judgment.
It's part
that's
of the judgment
on America.
On America, and they're rising up, and they're getting stronger and stronger and greater and greater. And this is the judgment of God on our nation. You know, I don't know about you, Norm, but I'm almost out of debt, and the next thing I think I'm going to do is learn Spanish, and I'm going to thrive in all the chaos that's coming to America. We can thrive if we can understand what God is doing and his work that's going on among this nation, even in times of judgment, we can thrive.
Well, God's going to work in the midst of that, because in the midst of that, there are a whole potload of Sephardic Jews
that's
that are
right.
rediscovering their,
that's right.
their Jewish roots. You
and
know?
He's saying, I'll bless you for returning to me, and America for turning away from me. You'll become their servants. And I'm thinking, there's so much in this. We should do some shows just on that phenomenon.
We got enough material to do shows until Yeshua comes.
That's right. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, so talk to me about Bible prophecy as we come to the book of Revelation. Where are we today in terms of our global economic crisis? Where are we today? Is that found anywhere in the book of Revelation?
Yeah, we talked about that briefly last week, and I'll just give a little brief review of that. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, we're talking about the third horseman of the black seal, and that horseman is carrying with him a set of scales. And we discussed last week that the scales in the Bible always talk about the monetary system. And that monetary system of the last days, just to make it a long story short, creates a situation where you have inflation and recession at the same time, higher prices and pressure on wages, so that people around the world end up having to work all day just to meet their needs for the day, the week, the month, and so on and so forth. That is manifesting right now, even in the United States. And the reason we know that is because the net national savings is zero.
Not only is the net national savings zero, but check your grocery bill every week. Check the price at the pumps every week. Check your property tax as it comes in every year. everything's going up and your wages are going down. It doesn't matter what Sean Hannity says. You know, the nation is in trouble financially.
They're not keeping up with inflation, especially
That's
real
right.
inflation.
Absolutely.
The figures we get from the government regarding inflation is not real inflation. Real inflation is closer to 12 to 13% than the 4.5 or whatever percent they've been putting out there for a while. So we have to realize that that manifestation is happening right now.
Yes.
All over the world, even in America, and most of the people out there listening to that for the first time have realized, wow, that's exactly where I'm at. I'm working all day just to meet my monthly payments, and if I miss a payment or two, I'm on the street.
Yep.
That is what the third horseman is talking about, and we talk about this in some of our teaching, especially on the teaching we did on the apocalypse that you
that's
can get
right.
on our website. I go through all four seals and show you exactly where they're manifesting today in the earth. And boy, I'll tell you what, it will change your prophetic plumb line, and you're going to get a grip on where we're at and
That's
what
right.
you need to do in order to survive and actually overcome what is on the earth now and what's coming.
And you can go to ascensionministries.net and get all of that information. We have his website linked up on our website as well, www.graftedin.com. Many of you are already familiar with that. So you can go there as well and look under resources, and we have his link up there. So let's jump into Amos chapter 8, 4 through 6. Norm, I'm going to read that, and then you can midrash with me on that. It says, "Hear this, you who trample the needy, to do away with the humble of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain in the Sabbath, that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales, so as to buy the helpless for money and the needy for a pair of sandals, and that we may sell the refuse of the wheat."
This is another passage of scripture from the prophets of the Tanakh regarding a dishonest weights and measures system. Whenever it talks about cheating with dishonest scales, it's talking about debauching the currency,
yes.
which is what we've discussed in the past, which is today that manifestation is in the fractional reserve banking system of commercial banks. Commercial banking, especially through the fractional reserve lending, is the heart of commercial Babylon, and we discuss that at length in the book. What Amos is describing here is a system that uses dishonest scales that debauches the currency, which causes inflation. In other words, it makes the shekel or the money of the day, it adds money to that system. It inflates the currency, but then each dollar or each shekel, each monetary unit, buys a smaller bushel. This is simply the use of debauching of the currency through the dishonest weights and measures system that creates inflation so that your money buys less. The ancient description of inflation in an economy, and it ties it, and we know it's talking about debt because it ties it together. And that last verse, it says, so as to buy the helpless for money
yes.
and the needy for a pair of sandals. Because when we go into Walmart and we buy shoes and put it on the credit card, we've become slaves to the lender in order to get that pair of shoes.
That's right.
And in the Bible, slaves, 9 times out of 10, slaves became slaves because of debt. Somebody paid their debt off, or they owed somebody and they had to go pay that debt off. They became that person's slave because of debt. That's what it's referring to right here.
That's right. And today we go down to the bank and take out loans to have the things that we want, not realizing that we've just exchanged our soul and we've become a slave to the one who lent us the money. It's true.
Who died for us and paid our debt. Yeah. Can you imagine Yeshua going down to the altar of the loan window at the bank and borrowing money?
Yeah.
The scripture is very clear, is that we're to walk as he walked. And I just cannot see Yeshua going down and borrowing money to get something that he wanted. He would either wait and save his money and be diligent and pray and trust God to bless him and so on and so forth. And if you do that, God will do it, won't he?
That's right.
Did
God,
you find that
absolutely.
Out? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Over and over and over.
I love your testimony.
Yes, over and over and over. God will show himself strong. He wants to test us, test our faith. He wants us to grow in our faith and to trust him for the things that we need, even the things that we want, to trust him and ask him. You know, we have this phrase, God has given me all my needs and most of my wants. It's true. But we, through a lack of faith and fear and wanting things right now, will go down to the banker and take out a loan and indenture ourselves for 5 years, 7 years.
Feed the original sin of man, which is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
Yes, and the bankers, those who understand the monetary system, who put together the monetary system, who lord over the monetary system, they've done that with part of the motivation being to trample the needy and to do away with the humble. They really are oppressive.
He who uses dishonest scales, he loves to oppress.
That's
right. We read that scripture 2 weeks ago.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, great. Well, I think what we're going to do is I've got a call. I'd like to take a call. K-Man Denver, thank you for calling Torah Talk. Your comment or question, please.
Well, excited and excited in Jesus, amen, the wild olive branch, amen.
That's right.
Amen, amen. I believe this is absolutely so key, and it's the necessity of us preparing the body to get out of Mystery Babylon. It's absolutely important. The Lord is giving his people, wants to give his people specific insight on business, on how to come up with innovative things that is beyond the things that, even with resources.
That's right, that's right, that's right. You know, K-Man, we don't have to, like, bow to this world and the way it creates wealth and so forth. There really is a unique and creative way of applying God's word, his ways, and faith in him to actually be successful and be the head and not the tail, even in business. Isn't that true?
But here's the thing, though, K-Man, is that I don't believe God is going to give us those creative, ingenious ideas as long as we're slaves to the system. And
yeah.
So I really believe the first thing we need to do is stop being a slave to the system, because if God gives us those creative, ingenious ideas while we're a slave to the system ultimately will end up owning it, because we'll have to sell it to the system to get out of debt. And so, yes, and we need to be encouraged. God will give us those creative, ingenious ideas. But if you're not out of debt, I don't believe God is going to give us the true wealth of the kingdom until we start obeying him in this area, because we're either slaves to him and slaves to righteousness, which is obedience to his commandments, or we're slaves to unrighteousness and this world. And so that's the key. Get out of debt.
Yeah, that's our first step, is to turn this thing around, to repent, to humble ourselves and say, God, we're so sorry. We have not trusted in you. And we're going to turn that around, and by your grace, we're going to trust you to help us to get out of debt and to focus on applying your financial principles in our lives. And that's going to be the answer. That's going to be the big turnaround.
Yes, that's very true. And what I'm seeing is this, is that what the Lord is looking at is the faithfulness of people. Are they going to go ahead and they're going to prostitute, I may use the word prostitute, the idea that the Lord is going to give them? And that's what's going to be key. He's going to find out those who are going to prostitute and those who are not going to prostitute the ideas that the Lord gives them, and is going to use it faithfully. And it's not going to go ahead and give it to those who are going to misuse it, who are going to bundle it, if I may say.
Yes.
A combination of vicing it, destroying it.
That's right. The humble and the meek.
Absolutely.
The humble and the meek who come to the Lord in repentance are going to be the ones that rise up as they humble themselves and rely on his grace to walk in his ways. Well, K-Man, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you again, and we're going
to
let you go. And so you have a great week. We're going to go to a break.
All right. You too. Ignite inside Yeshua. Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
Stay with us. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that
Thank you for staying tuned to Torah Talk. Yes, that was Bobby Dylan. The times, they are a-changing, and he was prophesying without even knowing it. But here's the word for you. You better start swimming or you're going to sink like a stone, because the times, they are a-changing all around us in America. Judgment's here for our national sins, and the system is broken and it's coming down. And it's time for us to repent and to say, God, we're done. We're going to turn off the spigot of running down and getting a loan for everything we want. And we're going to actually cry out for mercy and to get out of debt, so that we can swim instead of sinking like a stone in the coming financial apocalypse, not only to America, but around the globe.
You know, that was such a perfect song about swimming or sinking like a stone, because that takes us to verse 7 of Amos chapter 8.
That's it good. Says, that's why you're on the radio with me today, Norm. Let's connect the dots, man.
It says, the Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, indeed, I will never forget their deeds. Because of this will not the land quake and everyone who dwells in it mourn. Indeed, all of it will rise up like the Nile, and it will be tossed about and subdued like the Nile of Egypt.
Yes.
And folks, that is a perfect description of what's going on right now. We have financial earthquakes absolutely shaking this financial system.
Yes.
In the book, I share a vision that the Lord gave me when I was actually in Hong Kong on my way to Singapore, and the news came on and said that Indonesia had defaulted on a multi-billion dollar loan, and then they had to have the Federal Reserve and the IMF come in and roll that loan over and refinance. And the Lord spoke to me at that time and actually gave me a vision where he showed me that there was these houses like out in California up on these high mountaintops. And as the rains came, the rains was a financial shaking, it loosened the dirt underneath because it was like sinking sand. And the rains were the shakings in the financial system. And as it came against those houses that were built on debt, those houses slid down the sides of the hills into the ravine and crashed. And the Lord spoke to me and he said so clearly that there is a financial shaking coming to America where commercial and individual people and companies, there's going to be a whole landslide of bankruptcies, is what
yes.
he said. And many of my people, he said, are going to experience that, because many of my people have a great love of money that they have used debt to satisfy. And I'm going to deal with them and I'm going to turn them around, says the Lord.
The houses represent wealth built on debt, which
absolutely.
Means it's not real. It's an illusion.
It's built on sinking sand. It's
That's
not
right.
built on the rock.
That's
it's
right.
built on sinking sand.
And the houses are the illusion of wealth because they don't really, they're
you
not really owned
you
by
don't
the
own it. That's
exactly.
Right.
And so, and we did. We saw a landslide of bankruptcies over this last decade like never before.
And they're increasing every month.
Yeah.
They're going up.
Absolutely. And now the wave of the foreclosures that have come on the subprime, and now the new wave of foreclosures for the
on the prime.
On the prime.
On the A-rated
that's
mortgages.
Right. That's right.
And that's a much bigger market.
That's exactly right. So yeah, God is shaking the land, and like the Nile rising up and tossing violently and then dropping dramatically, so is our stock market, our financial system, and it's shaking not only here in America, but all around the globe. That's exactly right.
And you know, and some of the people, Pastor Mark, out there, I can hear them in the spirit saying, well, how do we know that's really talking about the end days? This might be coincidence. Well, the next verse, verse 9, says this, and it will come about in that day, declares the Lord, that I will make the sun go down at noon and make the earth dark and broad daylight. It's Amos chapter 8, verse 9. That is a direct reference to Revelation chapter 6. 6 and verse 12, and Revelation chapter 8 and verse 12. It's the sixth seal and the fourth trumpet, and that simply means this, is that this phenomenon is going to continue on into the future for some time, because we're not at the sixth seal yet, and we're definitely not at the fourth trumpet.
Right.
So
we're in the beginning phase of that. We're headed towards that.
This is something that is going to continue on through this time of transition that we are in, and the only way we are going to survive is that if we, number one, and maybe we can talk about this next week, is number one, we must return to Yahweh and His Word, His laws that govern every area of life, including the world's financial
yes.
system, our finances, and how we relate to that system.
Number yeah, believers, both Jews and non-Jews, we need to return to the ways of the Lord.
Absolutely. The ancient paths.
That's exactly right. It's not about turning back to the Lord, because we know our audience loves the Lord. Both Jews and Gentiles, they love the Lord. It's not about loving the Lord. I mean, that's great. But if you don't love his ways, see, this is all about his ways. If we don't return to his ways, then the curses will continue to increase in our life. Norm, I'm sorry. That concludes our program. You're going to be back next week. But a special thanks to our producer, Eldon Bainey, our director, Eldon Bainey, today as well. Our talent, Norm Franz from AscensionMinistries.net, AscensionMinistries.net. I'm your host, Torah Teacher Mark. And until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua the Messiah. Shalom.